I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Love makes you do crazy things, man. Like move across the country, deal with their cats even though you're allergic, or sabotage their relationship by sneaking some estrogen into their fiance's protein shake. So there's this band called La Rona, and they have fired their singer because he was secretly dosing another member with estrogen so he could force a, quote, transition and steal his fiance. This is crazy town.
That is insanity.
Yep. So this announcement came on Sunday. They announced they were parting ways with their singer. His name is Diego, because he allegedly was dosing this guy named Six's protein shake with some estrogen. So Six has a fiance. Her name is Caroline. And I guess Diego had the hots for Caroline. Diego has some kind of job in the fitness industry and was giving Six all these pre-workout formulas, but secretly loading it up with a bunch of estrogen. The band is saying that he was, quote, attempting to force a transition onto him for the last 5 months in hopes that it would give him the opportunity to swoop in once he looked stronger and more manly in comparison.
That is bananas.
Yep. So now Six is spending thousands of dollars in medical bills trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He's going to go see an endocrinologist just to try and get his hormone levels back to normal.
Damn.
I want to know how the dude that was slipping the estrogen got busted. Like, how they had all of this come to light.
Well, because he was having all of these issues, so he started seeing doctors being like, what's going on with me? And I guess through that, that's how they found it out. But all these announcements just came out this weekend, so these are all the details that we know so far.
So we don't even know how long he got away with it?
For 5 months, this is what what he's been dealing with.
So he got to a B cup, and he's like, something's wrong.
Like, wait a second, just busted out of my training bra, something's up.
Yeah, I ain't bench pressing that much, something going on.
All right, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are finally revealing why they broke up in 2003. So they were obviously planning this massive wedding. They said they had 14 ushers and bridesmaids. And 3 days before they were supposed to get married, they said that they just crumbled under the pressure. Jennifer Lopez says, for all those years, it was really hard because I didn't just feel like I lost the love of my life. I felt like I lost the best friend that I ever had, and I couldn't talk for so many years, and that was the hardest part. So Ben's saying a lot of the pressure came from just all the paparazzi scrutiny and people wanting to know what was going on in their life, and that was one of the reasons that they ended up breaking up. She said she was super angry at Ben for a while, and it ended up being a good thing because they were able to have like some time to be able to go and discover themselves and develop themselves emotionally so that you can come out on the other side a little bit better than you were before.
Yeah, I think they're both in their 50s now when they got married, right? So when that kind of thing happens when you're younger, it's a totally different ballgame. And now I think that they realize, like, you know what? That stuff's not... we're not going to let that get to our marriage. It's been no problem.
Yeah. And I love that they finally went through with the marriage, because I think in relationships, I think you get one breakup, because I have all these friends that, you know, you're in and out of this relationship and you're going back and forth. I think you get one really good breakup to figure out what went wrong and then come back together. And then after that, you either have to be end game or you are done with each other.
I try to never say never, but I genuinely don't think I could ever go back to somebody after breaking up with them.
Really?
I don't think I could do it.
Never done it before?
Nope. Huh? I feel like once that door is closed, that door is closed for a reason.
Well, you're also at an age, like you're in your late 30s, so you know yourself a little bit more. Whereas I feel like when Ben and Jen were together, they were in their 20s, right? So, I mean, this was like years back. So I think when you're kind of figuring yourself out at that age, there's so much change that can go on. Whereas like once you're older, I feel like once you break up, like it's done.
Or if I get desperate enough.
Or if you get desperate enough.
The bar can only get so low. Exactly. You got to go back.
100%.
All right. Drake wants to free Tory Lanez, even though he's been convicted of shooting Megan Thee Stallion. So a lot of people are giving him some flack for this. So Drake posted a photo of Tory Lanez on social media yesterday, and he captioned it 3U, which is apparently a slang term for free you, and the number 3 represents open handcuffs. So he's apparently like sided with him for a long time, even though Megan literally posted photos of what happened after the incident, of what happened to her foot when Tory shot her, because that's what he's been convicted of. So apparently Drake and Nicki Minaj have both sided with him, which I think is crazy.
Well, Drake and Nicki are part of the club who feel like there are holes in Megan's story, so I don't know that they fully believe her, but I also think Drake might have something personal with Megan because he's taken shots at her before, and he seems to always kind of be in the headlines for poking at her story, so I don't know if this is something that's personal behind the scenes, and Drake is just utilizing his ability to talk about it.
But everything he has, as accomplished as he is, right, in his own right, why interject yourself into somebody else's drama?
He's petty.
I mean, he's petty.
Like, no matter.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
You have all that money. You have your own stuff. Like, worry about yourself. Why are you inserting yourself into somebody else's drama like that?
You would think, but that man take attention any way he could get it, no matter how much he get.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.